Audio Renaissance presents A Perfect Union by Catherine Allgor. Read for you by Anne Toomey. Prologue. On Wednesday, August 24th, 1814, Dolly Madison stood at the window of the White House and watched thousands of Washingtonians, rich and poor, white and black, pouring down Pennsylvania Avenue. News, legitimate and rumored, of the approach of British troops had thrown the city into confusion, and the population had been evacuating for days. Vehicles were at a premium, and any conveyance with wheels was pressed into service by the fleeing throngs. It had not rained for 3 weeks, and the clouds of dust raised by the people, horses, carriages, and carts lingered ominously on the horizon. With chaos at her door, Dolly sat down at her desk to continue a letter to her sister, Lucy, which she had begun the previous day. "My husband left me yesterday morning," Dolly had written on Tuesday, "to join General Winder. He inquired anxiously whether I had courage or firmness to remain in the president's house until his return on the morrow or succeeding day, and on my assurance that I had no fear but for him and the success of our army, he left me, beseeching me to take care of myself and of the cabinet papers, public and private." James had gone to review the troops stationed in nearby Maryland, hoping to discern, if he could, the intentions of a small force of British soldiers who had landed in on the banks of the Patuxent River in June. He had sent Dolly 2 messages, framing the confusion as comfort. "The reports as to the enemy have varied every hour. The last and probably truest information is that they are not very strong and are without cavalry and artillery."